Yoga practitioners seek yoga certification for a variety of reasons. One popular reason is that they hope to lead and teach their own yoga groups. They have a desire to share the discipline that has helped them out so much in their own lives. They want to pay forward the efforts of their own teachers that have helped them begin their experiences with yoga. Another popular reason is that practitioners want to expand their own yoga evolution by setting certification level goals as some of the personal goals they have for themselves. They recognize that yoga schools have studied the landmarks and goals that help people grow in their discipline, and want to take advantage of this. The first important step toward yoga certification is to choose a good school. Depending on where you live in the United States, there may be several schools within easy distance of your home or work. The important factor is to choose the best school you possibly can and perhaps sacrifice a little in commuting time to do so. Some schools offer online training to complement the training at their physical facilities. This will help people located in more remote areas of the country. It will also help those who must travel some distance to attend their yoga school. However, most believe that it is better to use online training to complement the in-person training rather than replace it. A good yoga school will have significant experience and distinguished alumni. It will faithfully practice the core principles of yoga. Be careful of the do-all institutes that promote yoga along with other loosely related disciplines. A good yoga school will come with strong recommendations from the general yoga community. Once you have chosen an appropriate yoga school, you are usually given the opportunity to tailor a curriculum plan to match your interests and the time you have to invest. Even though you may only be interested in completing a single plan, you may want to take advantage of the opportunity to set a life's plan for your yoga growth. This would not necessarily be a detailed plan, but several general goals you would like to complete in 5, 10, or 20 years. This will add focus and perspective to your immediate choice of curriculum, and perhaps prepare you for future possible training. The actual training will be similar to any type of physical-based course. It begins with classwork, scheduled readings, and lectures. It is both a mental and a physical course of study. Individual topics are presented, reinforced, and tested. The program studies can be self-paced, but the majority of students find that they move more quickly and efficiently if they join a group and match the group pace. After passing through core topics, the yoga instruction begins to focus more on teaching. Many plans culminate with the equivalent of an internship, the opportunity to teach actual classes under the direction of the instructors. First, these may be classes made up of your fellow students, later they may be made up of actual beginning yoga students. As you verify your expertise, you work through the different levels of your curriculum. The entire process culminates in a yoga certification. This gives you the credentials you need to lead your own groups. It carries the reputation of your yoga school with it. It lets your future students know that you have been trained in the discipline you are sharing.